proclamation number 8685 dated the November 26, 1963. The final powerful work of destruction. Second, great events cast their shadows before them. And thus the final powerful work of destruction affecting the earth will be preceded by ever more distressing events. What happens to a lesser degree in many places will finally happen to the whole earth, with the difference that the previous divinely intended natural disasters will horrify people, whereas the final work of destruction on earth will be triggered by human will. Thus people will initiate the end themselves, on the one hand by involving themselves in all kinds of tests and experiments, and on the other hand by their increasingly firmer connection with God's adversary, who impels them to do so because he himself is incapable of destroying works which emerged through God's will. You humans will be kept in constant suspense for the day which brings everything to an end, because a new earth period will start, comes ever closer. And every frightful event is intended to wake you up, for you are truly sleepwalking. You don't see and realize anything because you don't want to see or realize anything. You are in grave danger of becoming lost again for an infinitely long time, and yet you could avert this danger if you were genuinely interested in your salvation. However, regardless of what is yet to happen, only individual people will derive benefit for their soul, whilst the majority takes notice of everything, gets upset about it, and then lapses into its state of sleep again, and nothing changes in their way of life, in their attitude towards God, for he is distant to them and they won't look for close contact with him as long as their earthly life still seems bearable to them. Yet a state of calm will not return anymore. One piece of bad news will follow the other, and even the adversary's activity will become clearly evident. The separation of the goats from the sheep will become ever more distinctly noticeable. People will soon demonstrate that they pursue two different goals. People who still seriously try to find God and those who deny him and aim to completely exclude him from their lives. And the latter will treat the former with hostility and depress them, for they will be in the majority, whereas the believers will always be the weaker ones, yet they only outwardly yield to the superior numbers whilst always receiving strength from God in order to withstand the adversary's demands to renounce their faith. For soon the last battle of faith will erupt, and that will also be the beginning of the final phase, which will be closely followed by the end. But due to people's low spiritual level, such upsetting events cannot be avoided. Everything will still be tried on the part of God to motivate people to think, and the proximity of death will be brought home to them over and over again. By way of destruction through the forces of nature, they will be shown that everything is transient, and be encouraged by any means to form an opinion about all happenings, for they shall be shaken out of their lethargy and motivated to reflect on the possible reasons for all occurrences. And even people who are not directly affected themselves can nevertheless observe their fellow human beings' fate and form their own opinion. Whatever it takes will still be done on the part of God which could result in some success. Yet generally everything will be looked at from an earthly point of view. Earthly disadvantages will be discussed, but the fact that everything has its spiritual reasons will be ignored, and therefore only little spiritual success will be gained. Even so, you are told in advance that you will repeatedly be shaken up. You shall know that everything is planned for eternity, and that nothing is without meaning and purpose, even if you don't recognize it. Observe the cosmic events and heed world events, and know that there are no coincidences in earthly life, that everything is determined or permitted by God's will, because he also knows the results of what he sends upon earth and humankind. For he holds the reins and knows how to steer them according to divine wisdom. Try to understand God's language, for you only need goodwill to subordinate yourselves to His will. Hence you should only ever try to derive benefit for your souls from everything that happens around yourselves. But don't remain indifferent, for God always wants to tell you something when your heart and mind are affected by extraordinary events. Listen to His soft voice and don't let anything pass you by without impression. Take notice of the signs of the last days, which shall be your indication that the time has come, which has always been mentioned. And believe that you don't have much time left until the end, and that everything will come to pass as it is written, that the old earth will pass away and a new one will arise. For the time is fulfilled, and thus the divine plan of salvation will be implemented as it has been planned for eternity. Amen.